back to another video, Selfish Babe. It is your girl, Olenike Osibowale. And today's video, I want to talk about having boundaries with your womb and your yoni. There was an affirmation that I was doing for social media yesterday, and it was towards my womb and my yoni. And it was about different affirmations to give yourself to set boundaries with your womb and your yoni. And the reason I had given that is because I had a thought that many women, including myself, also, like, I don't know how to say this. They don't, like, set proper boundaries with their yoni. Or maybe you've made somebody, like, pass your boundaries that you never spoke on, right? So how many times have you been SEXing, right? Maybe throughout your life. And maybe you didn't like something, but you didn't speak up. Or maybe somebody was doing something and you didn't speak up. You didn't say anything. Or you may be pretending that you were having a good time when you weren't having a good time. And I feel like in those moments, we should be able to speak up for ourselves. We should use our throat chakra. And we should stick up for our yonis and our womb spaces. We should ultimately stick up for ourselves. And some of the affirmations I was saying was like, I have strong boundaries with my womb and my yoni. If something feels wrong, I am going to speak up for my womb and my yoni. Like different affirmations like that. Really reinforcing the fact that you love your womb, that you're protecting your womb. I think one of my affirmations was, I love my womb, I love you, I nurture you, and I protect you. Like a simple affirmative prayer that you could say right before bed. And so I know a lot of women have had those experiences. I've had men where maybe I'm like, hey, can you work on this regarding some play before playtime, some play before playtime. I can't say the whole word, but that F word before playtime, that F-O-R-E word before playtime. And I'm like, I can't be the only one who has experienced this. Like, if you're doing this and there's no play before playtime, how many other women have you been with that didn't say anything, right? Because I can't be the only one that have said things, but it may seem like I am. And so for me, what that showed me is that a lot of women do not speak up for themselves when it comes to their pleasure, advocating for their pleasure, advocating for their joy when it comes to SEX. And so I'm primarily talking about this when it comes to lovemaking and SEX with a partner or somebody that you're seeing. But I think it's really important that we stick up for our yonis and our wombs. I think it's really important that you have stronger boundaries on what you like and what you don't like. If you notice that something is happening and you don't like it, say something to that lover, to that partner. Hey, I'm not really liking this. Let's try this. Direct it. Change the position, you know? Or maybe if you are desiring a little bit more play before playtime, talk about it with your partner. It could be right then in the moment, or it could be after. I know I've had those conversations before, and the reason I've had those conversations is because my pleasure matters. If your partner or person is getting upset and they don't come correct after you have expressed yourself, then that's just not somebody that you should be inviting into your womb space, because they should be giving an F about your pleasure as well. Unless this is some type of different type of transaction, you know. But if it's a mutual transaction, then you speaking up about your desires should be a thing. They should be want to be able to take the time, right? To be able to rev up the engines so that you can go together. Because when your engines are revved up and they feel that juicy yoni, they're going to be like, oh my God, I need to rev it up a little bit more. I need to connect with my person a little bit more. It has been said that a lot of women connect more from their heart space and their emotions to help their womb space get nice and juicy and wet. You know what I'm trying to say? Whereas some men, they can just see something and they're up, ready to go. And so sometimes men have to learn to wait, to learn to rev it up for you. And sometimes you can't expect that all the time if other women has not told your lover. So you may have to be the one to tell your lover. And I think it's good for you to, you know, use that throat chakra. So I think maybe right now we can go through like a set of affirmations that you could say to your woman, your yoni, when it comes to standing up for yourself and having boundaries with your woman, your yoni. So again, these are off the rip. I'm just thinking about them like top of mind. And so one affirmation for your woman yoni could be, you could put your hand like this in like a upside down triangle and put it over that point, should be like that point should be right on your CLIT. And then you have the this, that'll be your womb area. So one fun one is I keep toxic, D-I-C-K, away from me. I keep toxic D-I-C-K away from me. I keep toxic D-I-C-K away from me. I love my yoni so much that I speak up for her. I love my yoni so much that I speak up for her. I love my yoni so much that I speak up for her. I advocate for the pleasure of my yoni. I advocate for the pleasure of my yoni. I advocate for the pleasure of my yoni. My womb deserves pleasure. My yoni deserves pleasure, and I make sure she gets it. My womb and my yoni deserve pleasure, and I make sure they get it. My womb and my yoni deserve pleasure, and I make sure they get it. I speak up about my womb and my yoni. I speak up about my womb and my yoni. I speak up about my womb and my yoni. Confidently state what my boundaries are when it comes to my yoni and my womb. I confidently state what my boundaries are when it comes to my yoni and my womb. I confidently state what my boundaries are when it comes to my yoni and my womb. This one is like a direct one where it's like, I love you and I protect you. And you're gonna put your hand above your womb, like I said, right? Remember, like this. And you're going to say, I love you and I protect you. 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 And this is you directly speaking to your yoni and your womb, letting them know, hey, like, I am going to be more stronger when it comes to advocating for you.
Mental and emotional wellness is important. I'm so grateful that more and more people are openly talking about going to therapy, Selfish Babe. If you have been thinking about getting therapy, I would highly recommend it. An easy way to find a licensed therapist would be through a company called BetterHelp, the sponsor of this episode. They've helped over 2.5 million people connect with a therapist and get the accessible therapy that they deserve. Prices are affordable and they even have financial aid options. To check them out, go to betterhelp.com/selfishbabe or click the link in the show notes to get 10% off your first month. Love you.
I'm going to tell the truth when it comes to advocating for you, when it comes to advocating for your pleasure. I'm going to speak up just for you and just for me. Advocate boundaries with you. You know, I advocate boundaries for you. I advocate my boundaries for you. I advocate my boundaries for you. I am honest about my pleasure when it comes to you. I am honest about my pleasure when it comes to you. I am honest about my pleasure when it comes to you. So you can even get a mirror, like I tell you guys, a handheld mirror. Really stick it down there and look at your yoni, and you can speak to her. And so the affirmations are really good, but some of those direct, this is what I'm doing for you, saying sentences are really good as well, because it really lets your know, your yoni know that you are communicating. The affirmations help to change your actions and behaviors and affirm, which is really good. And that direct sentence communication is also really good, because you're letting your yoni know, hey, I may not have done this in the past. I may have been young. I may not have known how to work my throat chakra, but I'm going to make sure that I stand up for you. I'm going to make sure that I love on you. I'm going to make sure that I protect you. And I think that you saying that directly to your womb and your yoni with that mirror is going to be very transformational, because I know that there has been a time where your womb has been violated in a way that you did not advocate for yourself. And I'm not just talking about SA abuse. I'm talking about just with a partner when you were young for fun, something didn't feel right, you didn't say anything. You can say something now, right? And so this is just that reconnection to that woman, that yoni, letting her know, hey, I am standing up for you. I am advocating for you. I am loving on you. I am cherishing you. And I think that's really going to bridge that connection between you and your yoni. That's really going to bridge that connection between you and your yoni. She's going to feel safe. She's going to feel protected. And she's going to be able to open up more because she is safe and protected around you. She is going to be able to give you more of her wisdom and knowledge because she feels feel safe and protected around you. You are talking to her. You are letting her know what is going on. Remember that the yoni, the womb space, is in that sacral chakra. It is connected to your wisdom and intuition. And when it feels safe, it feels safe. It can open up to you. It can share the wisdom of the womb with you. And so I think if you have not had a conversation with your womb about having boundaries and protecting her, that you should. I'm going to have a conversation as well, because this video is powerful not only for you, but also for me. Because as I talk, I'm getting like my own personal downloads. But yeah, I was just doing that the other day. A little prayer before bed, and I was like, we gotta talk about the boundaries, because I know, because I've experienced it. I've had my own fair share of times where I did not advocate for my womb, and I did not have boundaries with my womb, my yoni, and you know, I want her to know that we're better now. We're gonna make sure we do that. And so I just wanted to share this with you. I'm affirming that this has been helpful. If you don't know about my podcast, I do have a self-love podcast, a self-love and spiritual podcast called The Selfish Babe Podcast. You guys can check that out on Apple Podcasts, on Spotify. I also have the podcast on YouTube. If you're watching on YouTube, make sure you're subscribing and liking the video. Watch the commercials, okay? Watch the commercials, subscribe and like the video. And if you're listening on the podcast and you want to watch me live in action, then click the link below and watch it on your screen. Watch it on your internet, okay? I love a good YouTube video. Make sure y'all check out my vlogs too, okay? But anyways, I love you guys. If you want me to talk anything else regarding the womb and the yoni, comment below, let me know. XOXO, Selfish Babe.
Selfish Babe, are you ready to use products that goddesses use, okay? Then you wanna check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, where I create products that'll help you on your spiritual and self-love journey. I have our Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls, which is my number one best-selling spiritual womb detox for those girls that really wanna start connecting to their womb space, their yoni spaces. You pray over the pearls, you insert it into your vagina for a couple of days, you physically purge, cleanse, and revitalize your yoni. But not only that, it is a spiritual and emotional cleanse. A lot of times we may be carrying on to emotional baggage. Maybe we broke up with a partner a long time ago, but we're still carrying their energy in our womb spaces. My Goddess Vaginal Detox Pearls addresses all of that. And so you want to check that out at evolvingbutterfly.org, or maybe you want to try one of my crystal yoni washes like Pussy Power for Self Love, or Sex Goddess for creative energy and pleasure energy, or even Wealthy Woman for my selfish babes that are about getting the bag and the wealth. These are plant-based yoni washes. They are silky, they are luxurious, they smell good, they feel good, they give you that cooling sensation to awaken your vagina. And all the bottles come with different crystals: Pussy Power with rose quartz, Sex Goddess with carnelian, Wealthy Woman with citrine. And then they also have affirmations on the back based on each bottle. So if you want to focus more on self-love, then Pussy Power would be for you. And then we also have my Queen's Vaginal Steam Herbs. If you already have your seat and your gown and you're just looking to get some more vaginal steaming herbs, I have the Queen's Vaginal Steam. So make sure to check out my company, Evolving Butterfly, at evolvingbutterfly.org. Links below. Mwah.